I'm going to tell you just yesterday, I tell you how little faith we have. Just yesterday, Cheryl and I was going to go down to my nephew, and him and his wife got three daughters, and they're all grown, and or nearly grown. But one of them's just graduated Mary Hardin Baylor down here in Belton. Pretty nice school. You know, she's just a precious little daughter of God. She's been on some mission trips to Thailand and everywhere. She's on fire for Jesus. In fact, her daddy, whenever he, my nephew, I had some trucks I had to paint one time. I had about 30 or 40 of them I wanted painted, and he was a painter, and him and his friend. And so I brought them up here on Friday and Saturday, and they would work Friday night, nearly all night, come in and sleep a little while, then work Saturday, and then all day Saturday and Saturday night, and then Sunday morning they'd go home, and those two boys would work 25 to 27 hours in 2 days. You know, that's a lot of hard work, you know it? But they would paint two trucks for me in those 2 days. And I paid them very well, you know, and they made good money on a weekend. But one weekend they were up here and we had a storm. And it was all black and everything, and the wind was whipping around. And we had a television out in the shop, and that's when I used to still do that kind of stuff. And this television said, warning, a tornado warning. Near Justin, Texas, there's a tornado on the ground. It's going northeast. Now, that's not good news because I live northeast of Justin. So my nephew heard that, and he said, Thurman, do you hear that? I said, yeah. He goes running out the shop, and he looked, and he screams, look at it. There it is right there. Where are we going to hide? I said, Chuck, we ain't going nowhere. He said, what do you mean? I just walked out there and held up my hand. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I rebuke you. I command you to stop now in Jesus' name. And it was... He said, Thurman, it's gone. It's like it obeyed you. I said, it did obey me. Come on, Thurman. Nobody has this kind of power but God. I said, yeah, but God is right here. He's in me. He said, now, wait a minute. You're going to have to show me that in the Word. Now, you see, he was another one of them good Southern Baptist boys. He'd been in the Southern Baptist Church all his life, just like I had, until I started reading the book. When I started reading the book, I found that there's a whole lot more in that book than what I'd been taught in church. And so I understood I had power and dominion and authority as a son of God, a joint heir with Christ. So anyway, we stopped painting for a couple of hours, and we had Bible study. After we had Bible study, he went back out there on fire, and he began, when he got home, began to teach his children these things and his wife. Now, the girl that graduated, Mary Hardin Baylor, yesterday, her name's Sunny, precious, beautiful little daughter of the Lord. As she learned these principles, of course, he taught them to all the children. Here, a few years ago, when Sunny was about 18 or 19, I think that's about how old she was. Now she's 23. She was about 18, 17, somewhere along there. A few years ago, time gets by me. They were serving dinner one evening. All the children were at the table. Daddy was there. And mother brings over a pan of stuff and sets it on the table. And all of a sudden she says, and falls down in the floor. My nephew, his wife, he looks, and he said, Thurman, her eyes are wide open and fell back in her head. You know what that's a sign of? Heart attack. She's dead. He said, I began to pray. The little one, Priscilla, which had one night when she was a little bitty girl about this big, I'd been talking to Chuck about the gift of tongues. He said, I mean, I ain't sure I believe in that. You know, he said, only would I ever believe that if it happened to somebody in my family. Well, Priscilla, one night when she was about that tall, they were just praying. She was praying, and all of a sudden she just broke into tongues and started praying. He was blowed out of the water. He said, God is so big beyond my wildest dreams, I can't even comprehend who he is. I said, well, welcome to the crowd. You know, welcome to the crowd. I can't comprehend who he is either. But anyway, this day, this evening at supper time, when Mama falls dead on the floor. Sonny, this little girl being trained right, she looked down there at her mother. She fell on her knees beside her mother. Instead of panicking and calling 911, which is what everybody does and watch your mother die, this little girl had every sin repented of. She's walking clean and pure and holy before the Lord. She's a holy young lady. She said, "Devil, you're not going to have my mother." And she reached over and pounded on her chest. She said, "In the name of Jesus, I rebuke this spirit of death and I command you, Mama, to breathe in Jesus' name." And Mother opened her eyes and she's alive and well, and she was at the graduation yesterday. That's what happens when we get to where we believe the Word. When we don't believe the Word, we lose them right there. The devil moves in because of who knows what. The devil moved in and took her life just like that. How many of you ever heard the devil is the author of death? He come to steal, kill, and to destroy, didn't he, son? He's pretty good at what he does too, isn't he? Real good. He's taking them out by the thousands every day. He's killing us. He's putting sickness and disease upon us, on all of us. And he has a legal right. He comes in because of sin. It's a good thing God's merciful to us, isn't it?
Amen.
I know two old boys that'd be dead, don't you, Keith?
Yes, sir.
There's one sitting right there and one standing right here. We know that, don't we?
Yes, sir.
Thank God, God's in control. But anyway, as we were going down to that graduation yesterday to see that little precious little lady graduate, Cheryl and I, we were going to go down in our bigger airplane because I thought all of them, the girls and Vicky, the one that died that day that was raised from the dead, she has never been in an airplane in her life. Never. I thought I'll go down to take them all for a ride after the graduation. We'll go out to dinner and then I'll fly them around the Waco Temple Belton area for a few minutes. And so we take off out of here yesterday, and it's a nice day. I'm only able to get up about 5,500. You know, when you look at your GPS and it says it's only 37 minutes from the time you take off to where you're going, you don't want to go very high. So I only went up to 5,500 feet. I got a computer on board, shows me the weather and everything, and it's all great around here. And so we get down about where I can see Waco, and I look over, and Waco's marginal VFR. I thought, what? Look over there, click on it, and it tells me what it is. I thought, well, I wonder if it's any better. It's only 30 or 40 miles further to Temple. And so I pulled the screen up, and it says it's marginal IFR. I pulled it up, and it's only 3/4 of a mile and 200 feet. I mean, It's awful what it is. I thought, I can't believe this. 200-foot ceilings, you know, and 3/4 of a mile visibility. I thought, I don't want to file IFR. I looked at my GPS. It said, you're going to be there in 15 minutes. I thought, Lord, it's time to pray. 15 minutes. I said, Lord, I know with you nothing's impossible. I remember a man that was on a ship one day that was coming to America, and he was going to be late getting here because of the bad fog. And so they went up to the captain. He asked the captain, said, are we going to be late because we're having to go so slow in this fog? He said, yeah, at the rate this is, we're going to be a couple of days late. He said, I'm not going to be late. He said, let's pray. The captain said, well, come up to my office. We can pray in my office. So George Mueller, a great man of faith, goes up to the captain's office and gets on his knees and asks God to remove the fog. And he thanks him for doing it. And the captain says, well, now then that you prayed, I'll pray. He said, no, you would pray in unbelief. And he's pretty right, you know it. He said, besides that, I don't need your prayer. I prayed in faith. The fog is gone. So they get up and the captain opens the door and looks out, and it's as clear as it is in this room. He says, boy, I need to know this Jesus that you just prayed to. So George Mueller led the captain to Jesus right there. Changed his eternal destiny, and they got where they were going on time. Now see, we don't realize the power and dominion and authority we have as sons of God. So I got 15 minutes to get there, and it's marginal IFR. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I need temple to be VFR clear when I get there. I said, Lord, I'm going to start a little slight descent. Reached over, hit the autopilot, 200 feet a minute descent. Whew. Start down, and I said, now, Lord, when I get there, I'm going to do a straight-in approach on 1-5, and I need it to be VFR. I'm seeing all these clouds in front of me go plumb down to the ground. I just go right in. And as I go there, they just open up, and right there, a 6,000-foot runway appears right straight in front of me, and I land, and it's as clear blue as you can be. And I pulled up over there, and I told the boy, I said, you know, my computer said 15 minutes ago it was IFR here. He said, man, it was marginal IFR 15 minutes ago. He said, you couldn't see the runway from here. And he said, but all of a sudden, about 15 minutes ago, it began to lift. I said, that's because I prayed, son. 15 minutes ago is when I started praying it'd be VFR. And so I said, it did. Everybody was listening. How many people do you think believe that? Oh, that old dude, you know, I mean, who's he think he is? Don't he know he's just a man? Was that what they said about Jesus when he was out there? What kind of a man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. But that's exactly what it said. What kind of a man was he? Was he a man? Was he? Yes, he was. He was a man. Jesus Christ was a man. He laid down his deity, and he came to this earth to show you and me what we can do. And not a handful of us believe him, do we? But we're going to, aren't we? Amen. When you begin to learn that you have that power within you when you pray in faith, did you know that I will have to say that I'm thanking the Lord and praising Him for opening a corridor for me so it's going to be clear, so I can land in the clear. But even I was amazed when I got there. It was just VFR. I mean, it was just, the ceiling was 5,000 and the visibility was 10 miles. And it all happened in a matter of just a few minutes. Now, what can God do when you pray? He can do anything. But you know, when you go in like that and you see an answer to prayer that quick, you almost want to say, wow, Lord, that's what a coincidence.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.